With accurate data difficult to ascertain due to underreporting, violence against the transgender community continues in 2025. With the majority of victims of anti-trans violence, trans women and trans femme people, and most particularly trans women of colour, Transgender Day of Remembrance is observed on Thursday, November the 20th. In the run-up to Transgender Day of Remembrance, Local 107.3 FM continues conversations with members of the trans community in St John, Gloria Halvorsen, Vivian Myers-Jones and Sam Del Duca. Noting the maltreatment the trans community still faces in certain parts of the world, Gloria began by speaking about the importance of remembrance.
It's about the sad part, and it's about remembering those that fell, those that were actually killed for it. We're quite fortunate here in Canada. We have a fairly accepting country that grows. We have elements of bad like anywhere. But I mean, you just look down to the south to the border, they have the fourth highest transgender murder rate on the planet. It is scary, and things can change quickly. It makes me fear being complacent. I think it's important to stay visible and get out there and be in the world and be seen. The trans flag will be flying at City Hall, and we get together and say their names. This year we have more names than ever. It's like any other remembrance. It's about remembering the fallen, those that were taken, and say their names. We can't bring them back. It's tragic, but we can make sure they're not forgotten.
Simply put, our lives matter. Trans lives matter. You know, we should, as every human, should have the opportunity to live as 100% ourselves without the threat of erasure, which is tragically is exactly what's happening. You know, these entities that want to erase us also don't want us to be remembered either. That's another thing why this is so important, is that we know their names and we can speak their names and always remember their names. Our human rights should not be a topic of debate. These should be absolute, and that includes trans youth and trans athletes as well. No, we have a right to exist, and we have a right to exist at all ages and in all spaces, just because we've always been here. And if you're not sure, if you're not certain, I mean, at least, you know, you're welcome to talk to me. I'm open to share and talk about that. We absolutely have a right to be happy here too.
It feels like an increasingly, almost daily, really, increasingly long list of politicians and, you know, government officials in the United States who are just coming out with, I mean, more and more just vile policy suggestions or statements from really prominent politicians. I feel it's important for me to really not lose sight of the reality and also appreciate what we have here and do everything we can to keep a bulwark of sorts to prevent anything from creeping over the border up here to Canada. I'm not meaning to suggest that, you know, Canada is perfect in any way when it comes to, you know, queer and trans plus folks, and, you know, there's always improvements to be made. You know, on Transgender Day of Remembrance, I think it feels like it should be in a lot of ways centered around, you know, the older generations in our community. And I think part of what TDOR is sort of this intergenerational connection, I think, for our community, where you can be in your early 20s and you can be in your early 70s and everyone in between, and you're, you know, relating on this sort of common experience and different experiences, and just showing up together, centering around that memorial ritual. And I think also comes into play with that forward-looking mentality, like respecting, you know, the past and everything that comes with it, but also continuing to move forward with that realistic, you know, positive attitude.
Do you see signs of hope?
Is there hope? Yes, there is hope. When I came out, I didn't feel safe to walk the street. I could be kicked out or lose my job and have no recourse. I actually did lose a job, an 18-year-old job. But things did change, not by themselves. People like myself and others in the community that advocated for. I have the same human rights as someone else. The Charter of Rights and Freedom has been amended. There was one point in New Brunswick where the health minister, a conservative health minister, said that doctors could refuse transgender people's treatment. And we've managed to overcome that, those hurdles. And we can overcome more. I think the thing is, there's legislative change and then there's social change. And right now we're trying to achieve the social change where everybody's accepted and it's okay. That's the hurdle we're actually in the middle of right now, that this is like we're in the thick of this movement and we're trying to attain it. Things can get better. I won't say they will. We do have to be diligent. It's dangerous always to be complacent. But I have hope. I have a lot of hope. I have some faith in humanity.
I think focusing on the hope is really important. And in some ways, I think that's what will get people through. So I think balancing the recognition and remembrance of, you know, that loss and all that hurt with the hope for the future and for, you know, a better world for our community. So I think that's how I like to approach it, is sort of always keeping in mind, you know, like our predecessors and people who have enabled us to be where we are now with our community, but also looking towards the future.
Moments like right now, these kind of human connections is what keeps me going through the day. That's a hope that is any moment I see any of us out there, that's made my day right there. So,
how best can people be allies to the trans community?
If you don't understand us, some of us would love to share our stories and in, you know, obviously in a respectful way, you know, is to listen to us and listen to our experiences and then understand how amazing we are and how much better things are on account that we exist, and then stand up for us and at every level. Like when we're not in the room, you hear somebody who's saying something derogatory or something transphobic, call them out on that. I mean, defend us when we're not in the room. And even things like social media, share things on that, support us on that.
What's fun is I think there's sort of endless ways that someone can show up for the trans community. And, you know, that can be something as small as correcting someone else's misuse of pronouns, or it could be attending a parade or some sort of big community event or protests, anything that would be contributing to promoting the equality of our community and or, you know, just sticking up for it in a general sense. And I think really the accumulation of just small gestures, I think that goes a really long way. And if that's what everyone is doing all the time, you know, that really adds up.
People try to make it into rocket science. Sometimes it feels like they want these big giant explanations, and really all it boils down to is just be nice to people.
This is something that happened to Indigenous people before us when colonialism happened here, and what's happening over in other parts of the world is something where we're all interconnected in this, and with a lot of this, you know, it has been so heavy for us, and we're tired. But I would say to those of us in the trans community, and then to those of us overall, don't give up, and continue to keep at it, speak out against injustice, and we're going to get through this, and I do have hope that things are going to get better. Is it going to be rough? Yes, it's already rough now, but it will get better. And I'm very, very thankful that each and every one of us are here, because all of you out there is the reason why I'm here too, so thank you.
A Transgender Day of Remembrance event takes place on Thursday, November the 20th from 5:30 p.m. at Haven Music Hall in St. John. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.